When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Happy Tuesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Well, here we are right now. It could be a 2-7 preview, depending on how things go in the play-in round in the East. My Knicks, your Bulls. 114-104, Knicks with the lead, 6 minutes remaining in the game.
Well, we'll get to the second half of the back-to-back in 5 days, right?
Yes, exactly.
And they play three times down the stretch. Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant scheduling by the NBA.
Listen, this is how it goes. It's April now. Things are crazy. Things get crazy in April, man.
Just trying to get through unscathed, right? Because you and I were watching some of the highlights or lowlights, as it were, between the number one and number two seeds in the East when you look at Giannis and going down to the court, which we'll get into. But yeah, my beloved Bulls not only getting worked by your squad at home, but also a lot of questions of whether their coach is going to be staying around. So,
yeah,
good
times. We'll get to that. There's lots of questions.
Billy.
All of a sudden, wait a minute. What's happening?
What did I tell you yesterday?
What's going on?
You're like, nah.
But we will get to Billy Donovan. We'll get to that. The NBA playoffs just hit pause after what went on in Milwaukee's win tonight. Giannis left the game with a calf injury. He is set for an MRI tomorrow. Didn't look good?
No.
Anytime you see a guy go down, it's not, he didn't get pushed, he didn't get hit. Wait a minute.
Contact.
This did not look good.
Just went to the ground.
They wind up beating the Celtics.
Handily.
So Doc Rivers can say, hey, we still won. I did really well. You know, I really covered for Giannis when he left the game. Well, they still won 104-91, but injury to his left calf, and you know that sometimes you can jump from left calf to Achilles. MRI. This according to Woj. He was going up court following a made three from Derek White, and all of a sudden, he just falls to the ground, and he grabs his left leg. Here's how it sounded, and here's where the playoffs hit pause.
Needless to say, GA, this is of major concern here. Giannis Antetokounmpo just sits down to stop play. Now, best case scenario, let's just hope it's a cramp of the calf.
So that's how it sounded on Bucks Radio Network. Let's just, oh, best case scenario. Then he got Tyshirt in the background playing, hey, it's broke, it's broke.
That was him on the court.
If Derek Carr added for effect.
if he's really hurt, Tyshirt,
okay.
you may get sued and or fired.
Or complimented for calling it first.
No, you can't
what?
Put that out.
I was more thinking
put that
the,
out there, man.
The karmic
you
retribution
out there.
You cannot
out put there. That out there. No, that karmic, yeah, but what's it going to be for Tyshirt? Suddenly anime's not going to be as popular? Like, what's karmic retribution?
That's okay. I don't watch as much now.
I mean, come on. You do a podcast on it.
Not as much.
What do you mean not as much?
Yeah,
your whole life was anime.
I don't know. I do more life
up
stuff.
Up until 2 weeks ago, your whole life was anime.
That was like four.
Okay.
Now
up until
life
now
stuff.
It's not. Now it's life stuff?
Yeah, life
You've
stuff.
Gone
what
from
is
anime?
What is life stuff?
In other words, you know, I'm not making as much money in this podcast.
And I just
as
got
I thought.
Too mainstream.
I'm going to segue into life. We're
it's
talking
like
about
Marvel. Oh, it got too popular for you. It's that band he knew when they were little. You know, because anime has been just so underground all these years.
You know, listen. I was the only one talking about Mega Charizard. Now everyone is talking about Mega Charizard. Okay? This is not good anymore. I need to do something different.
Is this where he goes and finds a different character?
Don't mention Mega Charizard. No Mega Charizard anymore.
You're not Pat Riley. I don't know you $7.
You said it last night.
I know. I started to put together my pennies yesterday.
But Giannis set for an MRI. And now let's not be too crazy about this, but let's talk about where things could be headed. Obviously, it could be a calf injury, and maybe he sits out a little bit. However, tick, 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 tick. NBA season ends Sunday. We'll have the play-in round. Then the first round has to start. So best case scenario for Giannis, if he's out a week and a half, maybe he can come back for the beginning of the playoff, because it's not like the Bucks have been lighting the world on fire. You know, they went the big one tonight, right? There's a big one tonight that they won when he went out. And maybe now Giannis was the issue. Maybe he's really overrated and Giannis was the issue all along.
877-90. No, I'm just kidding.
But there's your best case scenario. Yeah. Now, as we know, there is a relation, as you see, between here's a calf injury and then here's an Achilles. Not saying that this is the case with Giannis, but this is why it's a big deal. Because remember, Aaron Rodgers just tweaked his calf at the beginning of training camp for the Jets, right? Yeah, tweak calf, he's fine. Yeah, he's good, he's back, everything is good. Nope, four snaps later, hey, guess what? Goodbye season. Yeah. So it is going to be something that they're going to have to take a lot of care with.
Well, go back to Durant.
Yeah, it's
apples to apples with the sport.
It's a case of best case for him is maybe he comes back for the beginning of the playoff, and when you're playing a team that's hot coming off of the play-in round, potentially, because there's still a few days to go between now and Sunday, and the Bucks look like they're going to finish second, but you got a couple of teams, including the Knicks, right on their heels, so you got to wait and see how that turns out. But you're looking at, hey, a hot team coming out of here, what are we looking at? And now suddenly the Bucks are in, because the Bucks have not been good.
And 2-6 in their last eight, including the win tonight.
And this gets into a thing, and why my worry about the Bucks is more than just Giannis, right? Because obviously Giannis is a big issue right now, and it's huge, and you're wondering, okay, what's going to happen? Because the thing with the Bucks is that Damian Lillard may have just gotten old overnight, right? Like, we talked about this with Rick Bucher last week when he came on, and it was, Rick, hey, we're watching Damian Lillard at the end of games not get his shot off, get his shot blocked, not get open, not be able to hit shots, not be in the flow of the offense. Short, he's not quite Damian Lillard. He's become a volume shooter. He has big night scoring, but he's got 34 points because he had 28 shots. Or, he's got 27, he had 21 shots. He's become a volume shooter this year. And maybe it's because he's gotten old overnight, but all of a sudden, I mean, it's hard to say. You've had a long time to be in this offense now, and you've played alongside alongside Giannis for a while. You were obtained, and the reason Damian Lillard's there, yes, for him to win a championship, but for the Bucks to say, okay, so we don't have to rely on Giannis, and now you're saying, all right, if we don't have Giannis, are we okay with Damian Lillard? And you're really not, because maybe he's hit the wall. All the minutes, everything going along with all the responsibility, because he's not the same guy. You can look, he doesn't look like he has the same steps. He doesn't look like he can get to the rack when he needs to at the end, that defenders are able to come over and cover his space a little bit more. He just hasn't been the same guy. And whether it's just a situation that's a this year thing, or that's maybe, hey, when you're 33, 34, you never know, because when you get old, it happens right away. But Lillard has not been what they expected him to be, and that's a real big thing. That's why you look at the Bucks and go, oh, the Bucks, they're going to wind up being there. The Bucks could lose in the first round. They could, with Giannis and Lillard, they could lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, we said that as soon as Doc showed up. Oh, was that too?
No, because not because Doc usually loses in the second
way
round of the playoffs.
Later. Okay.
And it's game seven when he loses.
Well, but you knew they were going to give up stuff defensively, and now you lose a guy who is a prime defender, potentially for an extended period of time, right? Because obviously you lose a guy, 30 points a game, 11 boards, all of that stuff, but on a team that had already given up so much defensively to bring Lillard in and make those changes, it's huge. Now, you get Pat Beverly back in, and you know you always get an injection of energy when he's in, and certainly he showed out, and he wanted to put on his best performance for Mom in the crowd, you know, got that jersey to Mom right after it was done. But for Doc Rivers and company, yeah, trying to figure out how to keep, you know, Lillard, you know, fresh, because even though they didn't have a lot of deep playoff runs for years, he was carrying a squad, right? So, you know, we always talk about LeBron and playoff minutes and a lot of these players, you know, those, well, 80 games a year running it as they do. And he's not a kid, right? He's been in the league since 2012. Like, we age certain players, we age. Everybody else, we just kind of push to the side. Like, no, that's many a weary mile on the body. And as you get towards the end of the season, the efficiency is not necessarily going to be the same. So that's where we're at. How do you steal minutes and possessions if defensively now you're that much more compromised?
And remember, they got Lillard, so this wouldn't happen. Like, we're not going to worry about the first round.
It's just going to be offense. You're going to blow
whatever we need.
Yeah.
This is not, but they are in a ton of trouble, which is why I talk about the East being so wide open. And that's why it's got to piss off everybody in the West going, you know, teams like the Lakers and the Warriors are going to finish 10 games over 500 and be stuck in the play-in round. And while the Bucks, I mean, and while the, you know, the Bulls and the, hey, yeah, we're five games under. We're in. Look at us. Yeah, we're fine. We're not even mediocre yet. So the East is really wide open. Yes, the Celtics are good. They're not unbeatable. I'm coming back around to the Knicks now going, okay, Anunoby's back now.
See what you're
no
doing.
Julius
don't
Randall.
Do it to
I
yourself
know,
again.
It's hard. I just keep
they're
falling
on your
for this.
Never again list for
no,
a
no,
reason.
No, the Knicks are not on my never again list. Come on, man. The Knicks are not on my no. It's just I said, okay, this is going to be one of those seasons where I have to say, all right, that's it. It was great. And it was a big what-if season because Randall but Anunoby is back, and maybe we'll have a nice long run in the playoffs, and I'll be saying, Randall was the problem.
I really wish
Randall
I could.
Was the problem all along.
I really wish for the next 6 weeks or whatever it takes, I could put you in one of those Ted Williams or Walt Disney cryo-freeze kind of things. And then thaw you out. No, I haven't solved what might be wrong with you, but the Knicks season is done one way or another. Now we can catch you up.
I'd thaw out like Han Solo and Jedi.
That's right. You're in the carbonite.
My first thing I would say is, how are the Knicks doing? How bad are the Mets? I need to know. Knicks first.
Sandwich.
What's happening?
Big Mac.
Anunoby healthy. What's happening? Don't you want to know how your wife and kids are? Knicks first. Knicks. All right, let me tell you. Sit back. I got a tale to tell you about the end of the season. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live in the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Yes, the Bucks can go out in the first round very, very easily. We'll have more basketball on the way. Just think about that for a second. Just think about that. Think about Doc Rivers losing in the first round in that post-game press conference. Oh, that would be something. But coming up next, big goings-on in basketball. We have John Calipari officially making his decision. And where do you find out who supposedly is Kentucky's home run hire to replace him? We got all that, plus Jason Lock and Fora with all the latest news out of the NFL. Keep it right here. We got a power-packed hour coming your way. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Right now in the NBA, the Knicks putting the finishing touches on a victory over the Bulls. It's a 10-point Knicks lead with 38 seconds left to go. Meanwhile, marquee game of the night, Warriors and the Lakers, a real big Western Conference play-in preview.
Yeah, let's go. It's the Warriors by four early in the first quarter. Well, but LeBron showed up, though.
Yeah, it's good. So that's good. No AD, but we have LeBron, so you do have him in that game. But big stuff in the NFL to get to. Nobody better than the guy joining us right now, who we're playing a very special song from right now, because I know how happy he is. Longtime NFL insider. Check him out on Odyssey, Washington Post, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Very happy because it is official. His Orioles have called up the number one prospect in all of baseball, Jackson Holliday, to the team.
Celebrate!
Jason Lockenfora is drinking champagne right now, and he is just all kinds of giddy. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, buddy.
Better late than never. It's good to right a wrong when you can.
Yeah, well, it's not too late. It's only a couple weeks in. Everything is okay.
No, I mean, every game counts. I mean, yeah, we're watching Tony Kemp and Ramon Urias and these guys out there. Like, what? Yeah, yeah. It's great. They scored 24 runs their first game and then 23 the next seven combined. And this, they got five kids in the minors with OPSs over 1,200 at AAA. I mean, I get it. It's only 10 games, but come on.
You could, be, you could be a Mets or a White Sox fan, though, Jay.
This is already so different. Last year, Jay, I remember talking to you middle of the season. Hey, what a great run. It's a what a carpet ride. We're arriving early. This is so great. Win or lose, they're so fun, and they're playing so well. Now 10 games, it's, hey, you guys, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Expectations suck, don't they?
Don't peed on my leg and tell me it's raining. Like, I know exactly what they were up to, but, you know, they can't. Everybody saw through their charade. And, like, yeah, Ramon Urias is like 2 for 27, and Tony Kemp doesn't have a hit, and they're in one run games every night, except for today. And they didn't bring their best team north, and they got cute, and they thought they'd get away with it, but they didn't. So that's good. He's up here. Leave him alone. Let him be. Play him at second base. Let him bat ninth. But the All-Star break, he'll be their leadoff hitter.
All right, well, let's get to the NFL now for a bit. You know, you talked last week, your big quarterback mock draft is going to be out, and I've got some big play coming up this week. What last few days, we've heard a lot about the number two overall pick. It was Drake May for a while, then it looked like it was J.J. McCarthy. Now it looks like it's hot on Jaden Daniels. When it's all said and done, who does it land on for number two, and who's making that selection at number two?
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody knows exactly how that's going to turn out, except for maybe a few people in that organization. And maybe even then, you know, there's still time for debate and wiggle room. So I don't know. My best guess right now is J.J. McCarthy. As to who's making the decision, it's Dan Quinn and it's Adam Peters. And I don't think it's really anybody else. Of course, the owner will have some say in it. I don't know how vocal he's going to be this early in the process, but I know that's a super impressive young man. I know he's making tremendous impressions everywhere he goes. And for me, this isn't a rising falling thing. This is just what it was always going to be. He was going to be one of these four who go boom, 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 boom. And depending on exactly how those teams finished and depending on exactly what everybody's medical teams thought and, you know, some of the beauty in the eye of the beholder, he wasn't going to be one because one was always going to be Caleb Williams. But two, three, four could go in a whole bunch of different orders. My best hunch right now is McCarthy. But I talked to people with two of those teams. Two of those teams who are up there who are more likely than not to take a quarterback. And, like, no one's absolutely positively sure of the order they're going to go in after Williams goes one.
So if I were to put out a prop bet for the number of trades in the top 10 out of those top 10 picks, how much movement do we get?
I had someone with a team picking in the top 7 tell me last night he wouldn't be shocked if there were, you know, four trades in the first 16 picks.
Four trades in the first 16 picks?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, figuring Denver and Minnesota maybe trying to get up, Arizona maybe moving back.
Would they all be quarterback trades?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. No, probably two quarterback trades, and then, you know, maybe a couple of other ones, someone trying to get, you know, who they think is the number one wide receiver, somebody. You know, like, I hear a lot about the Chargers being real open to moving down, like super open to moving down. You know, so if they move out and the quarterback's already gone 1 through 4, that's not necessarily a quarterback move. It certainly could be. But I could see them collecting capital, you know, at the very start of a rebuild there, even though it's a rebuild with a quarterback, and still liking their options for, you know, maybe they don't get the Notre Dame tackle, but, you know, there's others that they like. If they stay there, I think they just take off. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of this could be pretty wild.
You know, the thing is, Jay, when I look at McCarthy and I say, okay, I watched every game this kid played at Michigan, and I go back to the Billy Beane Moneyball line. If he's such a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good? Like, if he's such a great player, why didn't he play great? Like, he played well at times. He was very up and down, and suddenly he's ahead of Jaden Daniels and 40 touchdowns and Heisman Trophy and dual threat because he had a good combine and he had a good pro day against Air. I mean, I don't get it with JJ. I don't get the JJ McCarthy love with rising up, because I just didn't see what compares to these other guys, what he did in college.
But I don't know that he rose. I mean, I guess I would say I don't know about that whole theory, because evaluators I talk to who watched all these kids are like, you go to their practices, you see him up close, like, you spend some time talking to him, you talk to his coaches about him. Like, you can just go back and look at what I was writing about him in November. Like, people who've met him love him. Like, people gush about him. Like, just because they're not throwing the ball all over the place, that's not what that coach does. Like, it's not like Harbaugh. Like, I got news for you. Justin Herbert's not going to throw the ball that much this year. Like, newsflash. It ain't going to be 40 attempts a game, you know? Like, and that's Justin effing Herbert, who's making $50 million a year. I guarantee you he's nowhere near the league leaders in passing attempts. I will bet my soul on it. So it just, you know, that's the program he was in. It's what he signed up for. He put winning above all else. It worked. There were no bitching and moaning. There was no one from McCarthy's camp unhappy with his role. There was no people close to McCarthy think he's being underused. You know what I mean? Like, there's none of that. So I'm not saying I would do it. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. Like, but if he goes one pick ahead of Jaden Daniels, like, that's a travesty. Like, I don't know. I mean, do you want a point guard, or do you want a 3-point shooter? Like, how much variance are you willing to you know, stand? Are you a first time GM going into a building that was toxic, polluted, Mr. Yuck, bad, like, no quarterback, every quarterback got killed there, Patrick Ramsey got killed there, RG3 got killed there, you know, Mark Brunell's career ended there, like, go through Jason Campbell's career, got killed, you know, in one contract, like, you're going to go there, and, like, does he want to risk it? Like, does he want to go balls out, or does he want to go maybe a little safer? Like, does he want Brock Purdy, or does he want Lamar Jackson? I don't know, but, like, if he chose that other flavor of ice cream, it's not going to surprise me, given, again, rookie GM. Like, he was just in a place where they tried it with Trey Lance. It was an unmitigated disaster, and they got their $50 million quarterback with the last pick of the frickin' draft. You know, like, he was around a coach who took RG3 third overall and took the kid from Michigan State in the fourth round. Which one had a career? So, I mean, if you're reading those tea leaves, you're going to tell me, processing all that, there's no effing way McCarthy's going to get there, and it's all like media hype and people being like me being played for fools. Like, don't worry, that happens to me all the time. But, like, is this worse than Mac Jones? Like, what was Mac Jones? What was Mac Jones ever? Like, I see more in this kid than I did Mac Jones, so I don't know.
Jason Lock and Four with us, Washington Post, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, excited about the Orioles and Jackson Holliday, and obviously fired up as we count down to the draft. At Jason Lock and Four, where you find him on Twitter. This is the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, here, Fox Sports Radio. And Jason, you mentioned the magic name, Mac Jones. Patriots, better to try to get just a ton of assets and then eventually add the quarterback over the top, or do they draft one here third?
I mean, I think if the – I mean, it's weird to see a trade on the clock that high. You know, usually that kind of stuff is kind of done ahead of time because you know there's only two dudes going ahead of them and you kind of know who they are. And maybe there does become more consensus, and maybe the closer we get, there's the ability to do that. But it also wouldn't shock me if they did make that trade while they're on the clock. If whoever goes two, you know, they don't want to risk it until they absolutely see it, and then that happens. And – they decide they want to build their team and then add the quarterback because they're so horrific on offense right now that whoever you put out there, like, how are you going to evaluate them? Like, maybe they looked at the Carolina thing and were like, you know what I mean? Like, was that fair to anybody? Like, did that make sense for anybody, including Bryce Young? Like, if you're that sort of bereft and that's what you're rolling out there every week, like, are we even going to learn about the quarterback under those circumstances? Is it better to build up our infrastructure a little bit and then add one? And I think part of it's going to become the value of, you know, what kind of offers are they getting and how overwhelming are they? But I think of all the teams, you know, as much has been said about Arizona at four, and they're not a quarterback needy team. Like, of the quarterback needy teams, I think the one who probably could be convinced the most to move out is the Patriots.
Jace Locke and four with us here. All right, Jay, lastly, let me ask you this, because we've seen a lot of risers now, wide receiver wise, in the first round. Still Marvin Harrison Jr., first guy coming off the board as early as five, potentially, if the Chargers don't move down?
I don't think they take a receiver that high. That would really surprise me. I'm not convinced he's the first one. I was just looking at this. I just wrote about this at Sportsline. I think I found one book where Nabers to be the first wide receiver was plus 575 or something like that. I'm like, I made a note of that. I'm like, I gotta put that one in. Like, I would sprinkle on that. Like, I'm not to get that kind of value. They're giving you 5-6 to 1. I'm far from convinced enough that I wouldn't put a few bucks on that. Just because, again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I don't think that that's nearly as clear cut as, you know, Williams, the first quarterback. Not even close.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfour. That is at Jason Lockenfour, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Odyssey, Washington Post, quarterback mock drafts. Everything is rolling. And congratulations once again on Jackson Holiday, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week.
We'll talk to you next week. Have fun. Oh, 5-second dance party.
Are you going to add the Ricky Martin video?
5-second dance party.
I gave it five.
No, you gave it like a second and a half. Give it like a second. Five. The King Kong Bundy five count. Five.
It was a quick count.
There we go. 5-second dance party.
If you count that fast, you're fired.
You make sure that five count goes a little bit slower. We got to build some of that, okay? Hulk Hogan has to have some time to get his hand up and do that little one thing before he comes back. Look, I'll tell you. It's very difficult for me to see this rise of Jay. Again, I've seen
it really bothers you.
I've seen every game the guy's played, and everything I've said about him is exactly what I've been saying this for a few months. Other people, I'm hearing it now, other places, so congratulations on picking up on that. But for me, it comes down to this. Michigan won the national title this year. Mm-hmm. They won the Rose Bowl. They won the national championship game, and they won by limiting J.J. McCarthy's role in the offense for both of those games. They won by limiting his role. And they nearly gave the game away in Washington in the second quarter because, hey, they run for 200 yards in the first quarter. Keep running the bleeping football. But Nona Harbaugh, who loves McCarthy, we got to get McCarthy involved. What happens? Drive stall, and Washington turns it into a game. Keep ramming that football down there. Donovan Edwards has 3 rushes for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. Keep ramming that football down there. But no. We got to get McCarthy involved. McCarthy had 1 drive in the semifinal game against Alabama. I'm not saying he didn't have his moments. Mm-hmm. He had his moments. He's not a good quarterback in the first half. You look up at the end of the game and you go, okay, his stats are kind of there. But he doesn't. He gets tunnel vision a lot when he throws the football. He's not someone that's dynamic. For the skill set he has, he's not that dynamic. And I don't think suddenly he's going to explode in the NFL with that. And again, I've seen other guys. You're talking about a guy like Jaden Daniels who won the Heisman Trophy that's a big dual-threat quarterback and a guy that is that dynamic. And suddenly, no, McCarthy is jumping ahead of all these guys because he had a great pro day throwing against air. Again, Zach Wilson had a great pro day throwing against air. We told you that. See what happened there? I mean, I don't get how suddenly,
yeah,
now he's all the way.
to number two. All the way up to number two because of that. Okay. Okay, good
luck. You're just ignoring the Jets factor.
Good luck.
You just want to dismiss that.
Jets, yeah. I hope the Jets aren't trading up to number two to draft J.J. McCarthy.
How's Aaron Rodgers' rehab coming along? Has he been in contact with anybody?
Just wait till the Chargers trade up to number two to get J.J. They trade Justin Herbert to the Commanders, and they trade up to number two for J.J. McCarthy.
Dude, your mic's on.
There you go. Dude, did you just hear Jason Lock before? He was going to bet. He bet everything he had about the
he
down.
He was going to bet his soul.
He's going to bet his soul.
Well, the thing he was just trying to say is, given the history of Jim Harbaugh, and I think we've got enough evidence in his long tenure at collegiate and professional ranks, is that he wants to build an offensive line and have some balance.
Yeah.
Work for balance definition and actually use a run game.
I get that.
Which the Chargers, I don't know if you've watched
them. They don't have it.
They haven't had it in a while.
And that's my thing, is that he's really going to go away from relying on your best player to do the most things for you because this is how I want to build a team. Hey, if you have the horses and you build a team, that's great. But you're talking about your best player.
What did you not do with
what he does?
What did you not do with that best player?
That's a load of crap.
What did you not do?
Good luck. Good luck.
It's not he gets on base. What did you not do?
You didn't win.
Correct.
All right. Guys, I'm going to point at Peter.
We're going to change things here because why? We want to win.
You know nothing about winning.
Yeah, would you just wait, man.
Zero.
Just wait till that draft day trade. Herbert's holding up a Commander's jersey. He's going to be, great, I guess.
If that happens, you know what's going to happen.
I guess I'm happy.
You're screwed.
I guess I'm happy. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. It could be anything, Frostburg. It could be anything. We'll leave that open to interpretation. Coming up next, do we have some numbers that we got to tell you about?
One, two, Jason and Mike. Three, four, five,
a little
six,
bit higher than
seven,
this.
Those are some
eight,
numbers.
That's next right here. Fox Sports Radio.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 1, 22, 23, 24.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a real score. The Clippers lead the Suns right now 51-14.
Yes, it is.
This is like the final score of a Jets game. 51-14.
Yeah, but you know what it gives us?
In the second quarter.
It gives us a lot of bowl time.
We might
rebounding and corralling the ball and bringing it up court himself. So great.
In fact, wasn't the Black Friday game 51-14? I think that might have been 51-14 Clippers lead over the Suns. So yeah, the Suns clearly.
I was only 34-13.
Better days ahead for that. Oh, only 30. Oh, okay, very good.
Only 34.
That's a game I stopped watching. And after the fail mare, I turned it off when I said, that's it. I'm turning off the Jets game for the first time in 30 years. Stop. numbers. We got numbers that come in that we have to talk about.
Yep.
For the first time in forever, for the first time ever, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship outdrew the men. We talked about this last night. This is not something that you couldn't see coming. 18.7 million people watched South Carolina beat Caitlin Clark in Iowa on Sunday. 14.8 million people watched UConn beat Purdue last night in the men's final. I thought they'd get more between 16 17 million. UConn has a little bit of cachet from winning a year ago. Zach Giddey's the best player in college basketball. While it's up a little bit from last year in UConn-San Diego State game, not nearly. You're talking about 4 million less that watch the women's game over the men's game. And while the first thing I'm going to say is I feel like the mother who's got to talk to two of their kids. This is not a competition, okay? It's not a competition. This is not a Can't you just play in nothing? Everything doesn't have to be a competition. But it's going to be pushed as, hey, the women are beating the men.
Ah, spoken as an only child. Everything was a competition.
It's a competition.
It was a competition to get your fork onto that pork chop in the middle of the table.
Doesn't have to be a
Everything was a competition.
Let Mike have a little bit of pork chop, okay? Mike is the youngest. Let him have a little bit of pork chop,
I was in the middle.
Let him have that. But what this tells you is two things. One, this is kind of the new norm for the college basketball championship for the men, because you have to catch lightning in a bottle with a superstar one year who makes it all the way to the end of the tournament, because you don't get the people coming back that's going to be a built-in audience. Any of those guys that are that good are going to the NBA. So you're talking about 15 million being the new normal for the men's championship final. That's about what it is. It's down, but that's the new normal. For the women, are they going to see 18.8 million, 18.7 million? No, Caitlin Clark is a phenomenon. But what this does tell you is that there is a big market for women's college basketball. There's a big market for not just bringing women to the game. There's a market for men watching this game as well that wouldn't normally watch. So you're talking about in years from now, this is going to be, you know, going next year and the year after, as this game grows, you're going to be well north of 10 million viewers for the national championship game every year in women's college basketball. And it's going to be a close one every year between the women and the men, depending on where the star power is, what kind of year is, what kind of team is playing. Look, if it's Duke and North Carolina in the championship, or it's Duke and UCLA, or it's Kansas, and then okay, but you're talking about year to year, it's going to be really close between the women and the men.
See, I like your optimism on this. Me, I'm going at the long-term trends. Does Caitlin Clark signal that explosion where everybody stays, right? Because we had the phenomenon, and we talked about it a lot, right? You had names on all of these women's teams. You had the power of South Carolina, what Dawn Staley's built there. You had a lot of other built-in arguments, and we've talked about them as to why people might have gravitated towards the TV sets for this one. Hate watching being a real thing, wanting to see Caitlin Clark lose. I know plenty of folks that tuned in for that reason only. So you have all of that flows. So when you go back before the arrival of Caitlin Clark, we're talking about ratings in the 3.4 to 4.5, kind of, and that's where we're at for the women's. So if you double that and we get to 9 to 10, then it's a huge win. But I don't know that we necessarily get to keep it there. I hope we do, and I hope for the men's game. Look, because there's the thing about respecting the teams that are playing, and UConn and Danny Hurley. It's like the San Antonio Spurs, right? You respected them. Did you necessarily tune in all the time? No. Especially when you were fairly confident, and I think many were, that they were going to take care of Purdue as they did. So you tuned in for a bit. Mm-hmm. It peaks.
Yeah.
And then you say, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
And for the women's game, hopefully you have another player, whether it's Juju Watkins or whomever, that people gravitate to and keep that train moving.
Watch how close it is. This will be a yearly thing now. Who's watching more? Watch more men's, watch more women's. Watch how that is. Coming up next, we get to the biggest basketball story of the day. Keep it here. This is Fox.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.